Hello, and welcome once again to the Real Life, Real Talk podcast with your host, William Carr. I am continuing my conversation on using the power of words and becoming a better you from the inside out. I am extending my talk about forgiveness because of its importance as you emerge from how you used to be to a better you. There are three points about forgiveness we need to make clear. There are some who will not forgive because we do not know how. The second one, there are some who will not accept forgiveness because we are afraid of how it might make us feel. And three, there are some who will not start the healing process through forgiveness because it can change relationships. Forgiveness becomes easier through prayer, loving, and giving. Where there is no forgiveness, the possibility of you staying tied up, tangled up, and messed up remains greatly in your favor and will continue to occur. Not forgiving is like a sore. If we do not treat it, it will continue to fester. Healing starts when we apply medication or meditation. Here is a short meditation that can be used. Lord, grant me wisdom to change the things I can, accept the things I cannot, and the wisdom to know the difference. That is the prayer of serenity. According to Grace to You, a web-based article, there are four things that can happen in your life that relates to forgiveness. One, a failure to forgive will imprison you to your past. Two, not only will it make you a prisoner to your past, it will also make you bitter. Three, not forgiving gives the enemy an open door to your life. It is like rolling out the welcome mat and invite the demons in. And number four, not forgiving will hinder your fellowship and relationship with the Creator. Forgiveness is important to have good health. Imagine going to the doctor for your annual checkup. The doctor performs the checkup and says, "You do not have long to live because you have not forgiven those who have hurt you." Forgiveness breaks the chains that are keeping you bound. Unforgiveness keeps you from experiencing good health physically and a strong relationship spiritually. To be released from spiritual bondage, you must forgive. Spiritual bondage can lead to other kinds of bondage, such as financial bondage. Financial bondage can mean either physical bondage or mental bondage. Being in bondage takes away your freedom. If you are not free, it will be difficult, if not impossible, to emerge from under life's pressures or becoming a better you from the inside out. As it has been stated earlier, using the power of words can help release us from being in spiritual bondage, particularly if we are in debt or have not forgiveness. Thinking and saying the right words can empower you to act with the right reaction to break the chains of being in prison. According to Scripture, when you are in prison, you cannot be released until the debt is paid. Also, financial bondage means physical bondage. In the past, harsh treatment was meted out because failure to repay a debt was equated with dishonesty. Dishonesty was judged so strictly that usually when a theft was caught, his hands were cut off as punishment for his crime. Someone who failed to repay an obligation was thrown into prison for the rest of his life or sold as a slave. Physical bondage has been replaced by mental bondage. Thousands of families are destroyed because of financial bondage. Individuals are trapped by this system because they violate one or more scriptural principles. A few of these basic principles are: the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. When you cannot make decisions for yourself, you will not be able to emerge into the person you want to be. Being in bondage with debt is one of the greatest hindrances you can have to keep you from becoming a better you. Individuals can get into financial bondage with debt in either of two ways. One, credit bondage, the excessive use of credit. And two, debt, the inability to meet agreed upon obligations. The fact that someone is in debt is the result of an earlier attitude, that of not understanding or obeying God's principles, as it states in the scriptures. And he said unto them, take heed and be aware of covetousness, for man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Until we bring debt under control according to God's plan, we will not find peace. There may be legal remedies to avoid creditors, such as bankruptcy, but there are no scripture remedies for those who will not pay back. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. If we follow the plans of the Creator, we can ask him and he will do it. As it said in the scriptures, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. An individual must learn how to recognize financial bondage, but most importantly, know how to achieve financial freedom. There are two things that need to occur in recognizing financial bondage. One must admit there are problems with their finances. And two, one must be willing to do something constructive to eradicate the condition. There should be a structured plan, not only structured, but the right plan. Here's God's plan. Acknowledge that the Creator owns it all, and he entrusted what he created to you. Then transfer ownership back to God. This is more of a spiritual and mental transfer than it is physical. And the second one, you must get out of debt. As we have talked about becoming a better you from the inside out, I would be remiss if I did not clarify the importance of becoming better from the inside out. The outside influences have the propensity to move indiscreetly. Here today, gone tomorrow, always fleeting and never constant. You cannot base your actions on outside conditions alone because of its instability. When you are rooted and grounded on principle, they do not change. It is similar to building a structure on a foundation you know will not move. Since you can control what comes from the inside, you have better control of the circumstances that life brings. The caveat is to have the knowledge and wisdom to build with. I will share with you what some experts say to do to determine if you have excessive debts or you want to get rid of your debts using a structured plan to ensure your success. So here it is, how to recognize when you're in debt using scriptural principles. One, if you have overdue bills, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. If you have investment worries, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Get rich quick attitude. A faithful man should abound with blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. No gainful employment. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Deceitfulness and greediness. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in the much. Covetousness, family needs unmet, and unmet individual needs. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warm and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Financial unfairness. He that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. And a lack of commitment to God's work. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Freedom is unrestricted action, a lack of restraints, not a slave. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. So financial bondage equals physical bondage / mental bondage, which equals spiritual bondage. And when you're in bondage, you are subjected to the oppressor. And spiritual bondage is you'll be captive to forces that are not from God. Jesus said in John, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. But there's good news. Good news is you can be delivered. Deliverance is the good news that you can be set free. So here we are. One, we have a promise. The promise is, I the Lord have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of prison house. There is the proclamation. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Through Jesus. If the Son therefore set you free, you shall be free indeed. Through obedience. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being made free from sin, you became the servant of righteousness and by the truth. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In my first episode of Becoming a Better You from the Inside Out, I suggested there should be a clear understanding of who you are. I stated you are the key player to make the change and move toward becoming better. In the second episode, I suggested we should make changes in our life by using words with power. An illustration was given on how seeds go through a process and produce seeds of like kind or seeds of the same kind. I stated our words are like seeds, and when planted in positive soil, will produce similar behaviors. When we cultivate positive word seeds in our lives and into the lives of others, we can change our behavior and change the results of our path as we morph into a better person. In today's episode, I express the significance to break the chains of bondage from anything that is tying you down and keeping you from being set free, prisoner, and refusing to give you freedom. In the next episode, I will continue the conversation on being free from financial burdens and excessive debt. I will share on how to break the chains that are keeping you from emerging into a better you. Until the next time, remember to keep it real.